This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Singapore today signed 4 memorandums of understanding, MOUs, for cooperation in the field of health and medicines, education and skill development, digital technologies and India-Singapore semiconductor ecosystem partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to comprehensive strategic partnership, giving a major boost to India's Act East policy. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, this morning. During their talks in Singapore, the two leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Taking stock of the robust progress in economic ties, the two sides called for further expanding trade and investment flows between India and Singapore. Mr. Modi and Mr. Wong also reviewed existing cooperation in the fields of defence and security, maritime domain awareness, education, artificial intelligence, fintech, new technology domains, science and technology, and knowledge partnership. The two leaders called for strengthening connectivity between the countries to enhance economic and people-to-people ties. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation. Mr. Modi said the ministerial round table, which has been established between the two countries, is a path-breaking mechanism. He also announced opening of India's first Thiruvalluvar Cultural Centre in Singapore. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Prime Minister Modi invited the Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held in Greater Noida later this month. Mr. Modi reached the island country yesterday on a 2-day visit after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprastha, and Akashvani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to all teachers who shape young minds. Filing of nomination has begun for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir with the issuance of notification today. The last date for filing nominations is the 12th of this month, while scrutiny of papers will take place the next day. In Haryana, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 16th of September. Polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of this month. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. The Assam Cabinet has decided to implement 80% of recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sharma Committee on Clause 6 of the Assam Accord to protect and safeguard land, language and culture of the indigenous people of the state. Briefing the media, Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma informed that 57 of the 67 recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sarma panel will be implemented by the 15th of April next year. In Nagaland, 6 persons lost their lives and 3 were injured after a series of massive mudslides and landslides hit National Highway 29 between Kohima and Dimapur following heavy rainfall last night. The National Highway 29, which is completely cut off for vehicular movement, is the main lifeline for commuters travelling to state capital Kohima and neighbouring state Manipur. At the ongoing Paralympics in Paris, Harvinder Singh created history by winning a gold medal in the final of men's archery individual recurve open. He becomes the first and the only Indian archer to clinch the yellow medal at the Paralympics or Olympics. Currently, Team India is standing at the 13th spot in the medals tally with 5 gold, 9 silver and 10 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.